morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, September 4th. You'll be interested to know, 137 years ago, today in 1888, George Eastman received a patent for his roll film camera and registered the trademark Kodak, a moment that democratized photography by making it accessible to everyone and sparked a revolution in visual storytelling. This invention, celebrated as a triumph of human ingenuity, transformed how people capture memories, document history, and share experiences, inspiring generations of photographers and innovators. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Thursday in Encinitas. This morning, it's looking clean with waves around 3 to 4 feet. Conditions will start to get choppy as the wind picks up to onshore at 11 miles per hour by early afternoon. Expect the waves to hold steady around 3 to 4+ feet for most of the day. The wind will be onshore at 8 miles per hour by noon. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with a 3-foot incoming high tide, when the south-southwest swell is 2.5 feet at 15 seconds, and the onshore wind is 3 miles per hour. The first high tide on Thursday will be 4 feet at 8:45 a.m., followed by a 2.5-foot low tide at 1:30. The nearshore buoy at Beacons reads 74 degrees for the water temperature. Conditions start strong on Friday with clean waves around 3 to 4+ feet and light winds. Saturday sees a slight drop to 2 to 4 feet, maintaining clean conditions early but turning choppy in the afternoon. By Sunday, expect a steady increase in swell with waves around 2 to 3+ feet and improved conditions throughout the day. This morning, it's mostly sunny and it feels like 71 degrees with 5 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 7:11 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:27. It looks like we're in for some mostly sunny weather today with a high near 72 and a light northwest breeze around 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies with a low around 68. And light winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly sunny skies on Friday with a high near 71 and a light west wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. Friday night will be partly cloudy with a low around 66 and a southwest wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. Saturday remains mostly sunny with a high near 71. Saturday night will again be partly cloudy with a low around 66. Sunday brings sunny conditions with a high near 72. Sunday night will be mostly clear with a low around 66. Monday continues sunny with a high near 71. Monday night will be mostly clear with a low around 66. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, if you have noticed a sudden influx of election mailers in your mailbox, you are not alone. A fall that was supposed to be free of elections has turned into a big and expensive political fight centered on redistricting. Congressman Darrell Issa represents a district that previously voted for President Donald Trump by more than 15 percentage points, but two well-known challengers, Amar Campa Nadjar and San Diego City Council member Marnie Von Wilbert, are now lining up to run against him. In about 5 weeks, voters will decide whether to adopt a new map advanced by Governor Gavin Newsom which could significantly change district lines. This battle is drawing millions of dollars, with Netflix founder Reed Hastings donating heavily to support Newsom's plan. Now on to sports. Who will define the 2025 fantasy football season? Our featured pros revealed their expert predictions for players likely to appear on championship-winning rosters this year. These insights highlight breakout stars, draft values, and league winners that experts believe will be the backbone of title teams. Among them, Christian McCaffrey is projected to be the most rostered player, while others like Tyrone McMillan and Braylon Allen are also expected to shine. As we look ahead, predictions for top players in 2026 are also discussed, emphasizing the importance of strategic drafting. Tonight, the NFL season kicks off on NBC and Peacock. At 8:20 Eastern Time, the Cowboys are at the Eagles, with the Eagles favored by 8.5 and the over-under set at 47.5. Coach Nick Sirianni, a lifelong football enthusiast, surprisingly admitted he was unaware of the team's Super Bowl championship banner unveiling before the opener against the Dallas Cowboys. While the Eagles have focused on the current season, wide receiver A.J. Brown emphasized their readiness to move forward. With powerhouse players like Hurts and Brown, the Eagles are favorites to win another Super Bowl, while the Cowboys face challenges after trading star edge rusher Micah Parsons. In local sports, yesterday afternoon at Petco Park, the Padres lost to the Orioles 7-5 to complete the three-game series sweep. Orioles pitcher Kovich earned the win with 5 innings, 7 hits, 4 earned runs, and 3 strikeouts, while Padres Cortez took the loss after 2 1/3 innings. Tatis Jr. homered for the Friars, while the Orioles hit 4 home runs, including Holiday and Jackson. The Padres finished with 10 hits, 1 error, and 6 runners left on base. San Diego's record is now 76-64. Tomorrow night, the Padres face the Rockies at Coors Field in Denver for Game 1 of a 3-game series. The Padres pitcher has yet to be determined. Kyle Freeland starts for Colorado with a record of 3-14 and a 5.41 earned run average. First pitch is at 5:40 under clear skies with a temperature around 69 degrees. In top news, this low-calorie ingredient could be contributing to cognitive decline, a study finds. Some sugar substitutes, like those in diet soda and ultra-processed snacks, could have consequences for long-term brain health, according to a study published Wednesday in Neurology. Scientists found that the consumption of low and no-calorie sweeteners was associated with faster cognitive decline. The study followed more than 12,700 adults from Brazil for a median of 8 years. Participants completed cognitive tests every 4 years, revealing that middle-aged people under 60 years old who consumed the highest amount of sweeteners showed faster declines in overall thinking and memory skills. Researchers found the link to faster cognitive decline was stronger in people with diabetes than those without. Tsumoto emphasized the importance of understanding any association with brain imaging. In business news, moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Viking is a luxury cruise operator that focuses on a no policy, banning children, and has casinos and umbrella drinks on its river and ocean ships. Instead of competing with flashy features, Viking maintains classic designs and offers a more educational experience. As of early August, roughly 96% of Viking's core trips for 2025 are sold out, with nearly 55% booked for next year. Revenue for the 3 months ending June 30th reached nearly $1.9 billion, up 18.5% from the previous year. Viking's high ticket prices often eliminate extra charges, creating a more enjoyable experience for guests. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is unchanged at about $111,000. Ethereum is up 2% to just over $4,400. And XRP is up 0.5% to $2.84. Entertainment news. Let's talk tech. Donald Trump Jr. and Eric Trump own about 20% of a Bitcoin mining company, with their stake valued at over $1.5 billion after its stock debut. Shares in American Bitcoin Corporation soared to $14 on its first trading day, closing at $8, up 16.5%. Eric Trump dismissed conflict of interest criticisms as insane, stating his father is running a nation and is not involved in their business ventures. The Trump family has launched several crypto ventures, including World Liberty Financial, which has earned around $500 million since last year. Eric Trump has traveled internationally to rally support for the crypto industry. Well, all righty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American photographer and environmentalist, Ansel Adams. And he said, "You don't take a photograph, you make it," highlighting the transformative power of photography in capturing and shaping human experiences. And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.